The following paid program is furnished by Recovery Radio. It's for basic entertainment and informational purposes only and is solely responsible for its content. It does not necessarily reflect the views of Cumulus Media, its management, or its staff.
This is Recovery Radio, the first radio show in Rhode Island to offer useful information for the purpose of helping men and women suffering from alcohol and other addictions. Recovery Radio's goal is to raise awareness in the state and is dedicated to improving the outcome of those with addictions. Recovery Radio, hosted by John Tassoni, is presented by Phoenix House of New England. Call John now at 437-5000 or 888-345-0790. Now, John Tassoni.
Welcome to Recovery Radio. I'm your host, John Tassoni. Thank you, Edward. Great job in the booth. Appreciate it. Before we start the show, I want to thank a group of individuals at Mary Annie Funeral Home who recently helped my family get through a traumatic experience. So, Tom and the gang, I want to thank you so much for your thoughtfulness, your compassion, and your professionalism in dealing with myself and my family. So, thank you again. So with today's show, I have two actors in my showroom here, an actor and an actress, Anna Bess Moyer-Bell.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thanks.
And thank you for joining us today. And we have Paul. I know I'm going to screw this up,
That's
Paul.
That's okay. It won't be the first.
Paul Candarian.
Yeah.
Well, you to be congratulated, John. Well, you did spot on.
Thank you, Paul. Right. And you're both from... Is it the coast?
Mm-hmm. With two A's.
Coast with two A's. Very...
Creating outreach about addiction support together.
Very good. You know, it's kind of ironic that we hooked up somehow because I sit on the governor's overdose council and you've been coming and I never knew who you were until you walked in the room and you said something about the governor's overdose council. And I said, wow, what a small world. What a small state. So, well, welcome, and tell my listeners what you do.
So, Coast is a nonprofit, and we our mission is to eradicate the opioid epidemic through arts-based.
A little technical difficulty over here. Can you just speak into that again?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
How about this?
Yeah, you're good. You're good. Little problem over here. So, why don't you explain what we got to do so I can do my engineering over here.
Oh, okay. It's a nonprofit started. We formed a nonprofit last year, but Anna Bess has been creating this over the last few years, and it's an arts-based therapy. Is she on there?
She's on.
All right, good. She's way better at this than I am.
She's on. She's way better than you.
No, come on, Paul. You're good, too. So it's a nonprofit, and our mission statement is to eradicate the opioid epidemic through arts-based and community-engaged practices and programs.
So tell me how you going to do this.
So right now, our largest program is a play called Four Legs to Stand On, which we call therapeutic theater, and it's used to educate and create inroads between community and what they're experiencing around the opioid epidemic. So it educates people on primary prevention, how do we talk to our kids and teens about substance abuse. And then all the way into intervention. How do we talk to a teen or a family member who might be struggling with addiction, and how do we help them get into treatment? And then it just really kind of broadly helps destigmatize and put a human face to the disease.
So here's my question.
Yeah.
In today's society, the parents are so busy. And they're really not paying attention to business, in my estimation. There's been a lot of problems with opioids, both in high school, now with the marijuana, the edibles, alcohol, pot. You brought up an interesting point, how parents should sit down and talk to their kids. But the world is revolving so fast that I don't think this is happening. And they always blame the schools, that it should be the school's responsibility to do what they need to do with their children. No. Because I can remember having that conversation with my daughter. How do you get through to parents? I mean, I've had children who are now adults, sitting in the seat that you're sitting in, telling me that they're doing dope with their parents at ages 12, 13, 14, 15. So obviously they don't care about their children, nor do they care about the lives that they're bringing down the road of their children to be productive citizens, because what you do and how you teach your kids today is a reflection on what you do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's a lot to say.
I mean, it's a very difficult question.
So there's a few things. One is the parents that are using drugs and alcohol with their children. I'm not sure that it's that they don't care. It's that maybe they're addicted themselves and they're just unaware of being or are unable to really show their kids a healthy lifestyle because of their disease, and that's a symptom of it, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Another piece is I think some parents do talk to their kids, mm-hmm. other parents don't. A lot of parents I hear, they say, I don't know how to begin the conversation. It's awkward on both sides, for the parent and for the kid. And then I also hear from kids that oftentimes boys don't get the talk from the parents, and then girls will get the talk from the parents about substance abuse, but often it's couched around sexual assault. So they say things like, don't get drunk, or you got to watch your drinks, or things like that,
right.
Which is an important thing to the conversation to have, but we also need to be having the conversation with our sons.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third thing I was thinking is that I really offer this performance as the first conversation, or even the fifth conversation. Come out to the play, see the performance, and bring your kids, or don't bring your kids, but you can use it as a way to talk about the issue.
Mm-hmm.
So parents will come with teens, and afterwards I encourage them to talk about the play. And the play offers characters and a storyline that center around the son's opioid use disorder, but also center around, privacy and social media and drinking and other issues, that come up, or other kind of daily stuff that comes up. And it's a way for parents can use the characters on stage and use the story to talk about what may be happening in their own life and to kind of begin that conversation. Mm. But there's like a little bit of distance. It's like talking about the issue without having to talk about it, if that makes sense.
You know, in today's world, the amount of substances that are on the street far surpass my expectation, even as someone who grew up in the 60s. Mm. You know, when pot was 5% with the THC level, and today you're looking at 29-30%, and even sometimes it's higher when they mix fentanyl with it and other things that become very dangerous and sometimes death resulting, is I don't think that the kids today have the education in the schools mm-hmm. to look at these substances and say, you know, I'm not doing it. You know, and I always say this on my program, our children always look up to professional athletes, actors, actresses, and I have not seen one public service announcement by any of those people. They may be giving millions to the people down in Texas, now millions of dollars in Florida. But it only takes someone like, and I'll just use him for an example, Tom Brady, to get on a national stage and talk about this opioid crisis that we have going on in this country to steer kids in the right direction. There's not one person that does that.
Right.
And that's sad.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of anybody who has done it, but it's usually
Russell Brand, I think, is the only person that I've seen.
It's usually after the fall, after they've been through the hell of addiction themselves.
Chris Heron.
And they come back and say, you know, the kids don't do this at home. But you're right. I think maybe somebody's already on the pinnacle, straight and narrow, you know, like Tom Brady is. Somebody like that who's as recognizable as that. But somebody with that kind of weight behind the cause, yeah, it would go a long way. But I'm hard-pressed to think of anybody who does do it who's, you know, an international celebrity.
You know, this is a conversation I've had with some of the people on the Governor's Council. Mm. Is that the governor does a lot of good things with substance abuse, with the council and everything else. And I know she loves TV. She loves radio. She should be out there. She should be out there as the governor, the leader of the state. And we are probably the top in the whole country with opioid abuse.
We're up there, yeah.
And that's death resulting in a way where per capita. Mm. And I'm going to tell you why I say that. Back in 2006, when I did it myself,
Did what?
A public service announcement about bullying in schools.
Oh, right.
And we had that commission that went all over the state, and I paid for a website out of my pocket and put up where parents could go to get information on bullying and how to address it with their children. And have you heard much about bullying lately? No.
It comes and goes.
It comes and goes, but it's not like it was back in 2006 where we had people committing suicides.
Yeah.
I think we had 4 that year in Rhode Island.
Yeah.
But this, I mean, what you're doing, I can't give you enough credit.
Mm. Okay.
I can't give you enough credit because people need to see. Even though it's a play, it's got to be a way where people look at it, take from it, so you can have that conversation. Mm. But whether it's with your 21-year-old, whether it's your 30-year-old son or daughter, or your 12-year-old child.
Yeah. I know. And everything in it is reflected, is real. It's stuff that's happened in our lives or to people we know.
Yeah.
So it's very real in the is the national anthem playing again?
Go ahead.
Should I be standing?
Keep going.
Okay.
No. Just take your hat off. No, yeah. I'm just kidding.
It'll get cold. But it's based on reality, and it's a 35-minute play, and it's a 20-25-minute talkback. And the talkbacks are the most compelling part of the whole thing, because we love doing the show, but it just engenders such feelings from people who've been through it, have lost people, who've been through it themselves. We've got sons and daughters, mothers and fathers. Because it's like I say in the talkbacks too. It's like if just asked who in this room has been affected by cancer, everybody's hand would go up. Mm. You say that about addiction, probably as many hands should go up. But there's still that stigma. There's still a shame associated with right. of the disease of addiction. We're trying to lift that shroud, as it were.
Well, we got to take a break so I can pay the bills. That's you know why we're playing all this music today, right?
Yeah.
9/11 today.
Yeah.
Well, let's take a quick break. You'll listen to Recovery Radio. I'm your host, Sean Tassone. We'll be right back.
It's time for the Dunkin' Donuts Regional Traffic, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. It's the summer of coffee at Dunkin'. Try a new s'mores frozen Dunkin' coffee, butter pecan iced coffee, or coconut cream pie cold brew today. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
95 northbound, right over by 10 in Cranston. You're going to see a right side crash starting to slow things down as you come up through that stretch. Stays busy after that, but you're really heavy as you get into downtown. That slows you down on 6 inbound. Coming in on 95 southbound, still busy from Smithfield Ave down to 146. 146, you're starting to back up as you approach Admiral Street. Stays busy into 95. I'm Rich Teeter with your right now traffic.
Sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com.
Do drugs or alcohol control your life? If you're struggling with alcohol or drug use, help is available, and there is hope for recovery. Neighborhood Health Plan of Rhode Island covers many treatment options for members who qualify. Call today to learn more. Neighborhood makes health care easy and offers the lowest priced health plans for Rhode Islanders. Call today at 1-800-459-6019 or visit Neighborhood online at nhpri.org.
Trying to quit smoking? No luck? Cigarette smoking and tobacco use are the most preventable cause of illness and death in the country. Kodak has been providing effective, respectful, and compassionate treatment recovery support and prevention services since 1971. Kodak's trained and certified tobacco treatment specialists use the latest practices and information in a clinical setting that supports your efforts to be tobacco-free. Covered by health insurance? Call Kodak today, 275-5037. That's 275-5037.
Hi, I'm Bob Richards.
And I'm certified financial planner Andy Smith.
We're the co-hosts of Financial Engine's Investing Sense. On Saturday's show, everybody was asking, how should I invest to reach my retirement goal on time?
And look, whether you're just starting or already in retirement, it can be tough. Interest rates are so low, the stock market is near all-time highs, these chicken littles are saying it's about to crash, the political climate doesn't help, and which investments are right? Mutual funds, index funds, ETFs? So this weekend, we gave listeners a limited offer for a free personalized financial plan, and we want you to have it too. Call 800-309-6933 by 10 p.m. tonight, September 11th, to schedule your free appointment. For free, you'll get a review of your investments and a financial plan that'll tell you what you should be doing right now with your money.
This free offer ends at 10 p.m. tonight, September 11th, so call 800-309-6933 now to schedule your free appointment. That's 800-309-6933. 800-309-6933.
This is Amy from Moriarty's Fence, the Invisible Fence brand pet safety experts. The Invisible Fence brand works for all dogs, all breeds, all ages. We start training puppies as young as 10 to 12 weeks old, and we also keep cats safe at home, too. The key to our 27 years of success is our customer service and pet training support. Our installed outdoor safety solutions start as low as $7.99 and can be customized for your property. Call 800-225-0808 for a free design and pet consultation visit, or schedule online at MoriartysFence.com. At Moriarty's Fence, we work hard so you can rest easy knowing your pet is safe at home.
But it just makes sense.
Moriarty's Fence, 800-225-0808, keeping pets safe since 1986. Moriarty's Fence reminds you to support your local shelter, adopt, volunteer, donate.
Phoenix House of New England is a proud sponsor of Recovery Radio, the national treatment of substance use disorders and co-occurring behavioral health issues. Phoenix House provides comprehensive care for medically monitored withdrawal available in Rhode Island, our new facility in Quincy, Massachusetts, to residential and outpatient treatment and recovery housing for adults. For teens, we offer both intensive outpatient treatment and comprehensive outpatient services. At Phoenix House, our highly professional staff is committed to helping you achieve a better way of life through recovery. Major insurance plans and credit cards are accepted, and a sliding fee scale is available. So give us a call at 1-800-DRUG-HELP. That's 1-800-378-4435, or go online and visit us at phoenixhouse.org. Take your first step to the path to recovery today. Call Phoenix House. Accredited by the CARF, the Commission on Accreditation and Rehabilitation Facilities, is a national standard of excellence. Phoenix House of New England is the proud sponsor of Recovery Radio.
America is freedom.
We love freedom, and we love our fellow Americans.
One nation, indivisible.
In order to defeat evil, you can do so by loving your neighbor like you'd like to be loved yourself. And it's important for many to see the character of our country.
This is Recovery Radio with John Tassone, improving the outcome of those with addictions, AM 790 Talk and Business.
Welcome back to Recovery Radio. I'm your host, John Tassone. Thank you for Eddie for playing National Anthem and other music today for 9/11. But I have a group in the studio today, Miss Anna Bess Moya Bell. Yep. And she is the founder, executive director of Drama Therapists. And her sidekick, Paul Kandarian.
Oh, you had it right the first time, John. Kandarian. It's okay. Sorry. It was minutes ago.
Damn. I forget what I have for lunch, Paul. But I want to thank you both for joining us today. I think it's noble of what you both do, your organization. How many actors and actresses do you have in the play?
We have, so there are four characters in the play, but we have two sets of casts, so we have eight in total. And of one, which Paul is one.
The first chunk of plays we did for a year was with the son as the addict. And then we were auditioning for a second cast, and this gal came in, and Anna Bess and Lara Hakim, our director, said, what if it was a girl who had the addiction? So and Jane Bird's phenomenally actress. So we have a daughter in the cast. And it's not the son, it's the daughter, which kind of changes the dynamic from a parent thing, because I played the father. It just changed how I look at the addiction in a son and a daughter. Because my son has been through it, so I know what it's like. And when I saw a daughter going, pretending to have a daughter go through it, it really changed my perception of it. And it's because boys and girls are different.
Right. Mm-hmm. I want to get back to you in 1 second, Paul. I just have a quick question on the issue of people who go and see the play. Off air, you had told me that they fill out a review. What are you getting from those reviews, and how is the acceptance of the people that watch your play? Is it, do they leave there with their mouth open? Do they say, oh my God? I mean, tell me what you're hearing.
Yeah, I'd say generally people are much more understanding and empathetic. I tried to write a story that was as universal and relatable as possible. So there's humor, there's stupid jokes, there's emoji humor, there's things like that that really help everyday people relate.
Break the ice.
Yeah, so I find that people are deeply empathetic to all of the characters and are able to kind of point out all of the struggle, because a lot of the play, I didn't want to just focus on the person suffering from addiction, but I wanted to show how it played out in the family as a whole. And then I have people that write really profound things on these surveys. There was one woman during the first tour who wrote that it was the second time she was seeing the performance. She came to the first and last, and she wrote, this is my second time seeing this, and since I saw the performance, I realized that I have a lot more patience and understanding with my brother, who is suffering from a substance use disorder. And I mean, that's incredibly profound. And then we've had people in recovery. I had a woman at Anchor Recovery Center who said that she could never understand why her mother was so, mean, and they didn't get along when she was using, and couldn't understand her point of view. And she said, now I better understand my mother. And I, after 5 years of not talking to her, I'm going to call her. So there, it really runs the gamut. I mean, I get so many different responses.
How did you get involved in this?
So I have a master's in drama therapy from NYU. And my first semester at NYU, I lost three friends to addiction, to overdose. And I was also writing one of my first papers was, the question was, how can performance be healing? And I was thinking a lot about drama therapy and performance and how it could be healing for my own community, which was just rocked with grief.
The community of South Kingstown.
I'm from South Kingstown, from Wakefield. And so that's kind of that snowballed into this.
Well, she gathered stories from people.
Yeah, so I went around and I once I became public about my concern on Facebook and then with friends, people started coming out of the woodwork with stories. So I then started collecting stories about people's experiences with the epidemic. And then I went through those stories and I combed out the most salient themes, and I used those themes to create the characters and the plot line for the play.
Well, you mentioned, too, the impact it has on audiences. We did a show at the Phoenix House, and we were the most nervous about that.
Yeah.
Because you get a bunch of addicts in recovery. So if anybody's going to call BS on it, it's going to be these guys, people. Mm. And they loved it. They said, that's my kitchen table. Mm-hmm. That's what my father says, my mother said. So that was really kind of affirming. It made us feel good, and, you know, they appreciated it. That was a great audience.
It was a powerful show.
So let me ask you this question. Obviously, as a father of someone who's going through it, I give you a lot of credit to do what you're doing because you lived it. Yeah. You're not really an actor.
Not in that regard, no.
Not in that regard. You know, I mean, obviously, a profession is being a professional actor, but, you know, you've lived through it, so you're not acting as someone who... It's just acting to get a pay. Yeah. You've been through it, and I find it unbelievably taken back by you doing this, because I've had people who on this show who have, after a long period of time, have figured out that it is a sickness, and gone and try to get a relationship back with their son or daughter. But now you, your son, you've told me, has been on a straight and narrow now for a few years.
Yeah, 3 years.
But now you're giving your professional opinion in the acting and trying to get other parents to live through what you lived through.
Yeah.
Am I making sense here?
Yeah, no. Yeah, you are. I mean, it was hell, absolutely hell going through it. And I helped write the ending part, the father's monologue, as it were, and it pretty much embraces every feeling and everything I said to my son going through those years of hell. You know, his disappointment, his frustration, his anger, his uncertainty, his confusion, because I had no idea what was going on. Well, I think I kind of knew what was going on, but I didn't want to know what was going on. So it all comes to a head at the end, and that's part of the, and it's a great play in that it shows the mom's part, the stuff that she's going through, the father's shows the part that he's going through. Yeah, and it's tough, but it's cathartic. And my son's in a good place now. He's going to school, and he's, you know, we've always been close. I stuck by him throughout the whole ordeal. I'm not the only one who did, give him a place to live. And,
Most people don't, by the way.
Yeah, I got that advice from people, tough love, throw them out, and I was close to it. But I and my father's heart just couldn't do it.
It's your son.
My son. You know, I couldn't love him. My daughter, I've got a daughter, too. And I'd do anything for him. So, no, it would have been too hard to do. But it's good to do, because, like I said, it's cathartic, and it helps other people, because they can identify with the stuff that they're going through if they're going through it.
There's also measures that I've taken to ensure that the actors on stage, as well as the audience members, I'm going to throw out a therapeutic word, but are contained, and that they're not going to leave hopefully they're not going to leave the theater feeling completely undone. There are little rituals that I have in place, and this is getting kind of deeper into the drama therapy, but there are rituals put in place and aesthetics put in place to help both actor and audience member work through whatever their feelings are that come up during the performance, and then also to contain it so that they're not walking out of the theater feeling all over the place.
You know, when you're in a theater and you watch a play and it has to do with your family and the people that you love, I think it's a lot different than watching a movie,
right. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, because you get more from it. Mm-hmm. by watching it. And then, you know, what I really, really hope that someone in education goes to this play and takes a look at it and says, you know, maybe we should have it for our school district.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? So, again, I want to thank you both. And we're going to take another break so I can pay the bills so I can have another show next week. Y'all listen to Recovery Radio. I'm your host, Sean Tassoni. We'll be right back.
Dominion Diagnostics is a proud sponsor of Recovery Radio and is a leading Rhode Island laboratory that provides drug testing solutions across the country to improve patient care and treatment outcomes in addiction medicine. Dominion Diagnostics delivers objective clinical information and unique clinical support, education, and consultation along every step of the continuum of care, from screening to assessment to treatment planning to recovery support solutions. Additional information, news, and resources are available at DominionDiagnostics.com.
Bridgemark is a treatment program that offers residential, outpatient, and intensive outpatient services. The residential program serves adult males suffering from chemical dependency. The outpatient and intensive outpatient programs serve people struggling with chemical dependency, codependency, gambling addiction, anger management, and domestic violence. They provide a respectful treatment environment to support healthy and lasting change. If any of these problems are impacting your life or those you care about, contact Bridgemark at 781-2700 for a confidential, comprehensive assessment.
One out of every 10 Rhode Islanders is struggling with addiction. So chances are you or someone you know is struggling too. The Providence Center has a message for you. Recovery is possible, and the Providence Center can help make it happen. All you need to do is call 276-4020. The Providence Center has helped thousands of men and women in our area overcome drug and alcohol addiction. Whether you're just starting to think about getting sober or if you've been down this road before, the Providence Center has a variety of treatment services that are tailored to your needs. The Providence Center believes that the path to a healthy life starts with a healthy mind. Make recovery possible. Call the Providence Center at 276-4020 today. That's 276-4020 or visit providencecenter.org for more information on the Providence Center services. Major insurances are accepted. The Providence Center. Healthy minds for healthy lives. providencecenter.org.
As a small business owner, you're always on the go. So how can you make sure you never miss a customer's call? Grasshopper. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a business phone system. That's right. Grasshopper turns your cell phone into a business phone system that's affordable and incredibly easy to use. Get a toll-free or vanity phone number that's memorable and professional. Customers are forwarded to your phone and connected to you or your team wherever you are. And with our app, your outgoing calls and texts show up as your professional phone number. We'll transcribe your voicemails and send them to your email so you can determine their importance at a glance. So whether you're always on the go or working from home and need to keep business calls separate, or you simply want a professional tone, Grasshopper makes it happen. Set up your account in just minutes. There are no long-term contracts and support is 24/7. Get your calls, stay connected, thrive. Now get $20 off your plan when you visit grasshopper.com/business. Grasshopper.com/business.
Dominion Diagnostics is a proud sponsor of Recovery Radio and a leading national medical laboratory that provides drug testing solutions to improve patient care and treatment outcomes in addiction medicine. With its main laboratory located in Rhode Island, Dominion Diagnostics has remained the leading provider of drug testing services for the local treatment community for almost two decades. Across the country, addiction treatment providers rely on Dominion to deliver objective clinical information and unique clinical support, education, and consultation along every step of the continuum of care, from screening to assessment to treatment planning to recovery support solutions. Dominion Diagnostics is known in the community for its focus on improving treatment outcomes and enhancing the quality of life for patients and their families. Additional information, news, and resources are available at DominionDiagnostics.com and on Dominion's Twitter and Facebook feeds. That's DominionDiagnostics.com.
This is Recovery Radio with John Tassoni, improving the outcome of those with addictions, AM 790 Talk and Business.
Welcome back to Recovery Radio. I'm your host, John DeSoni. We have Annabess Moya Bell is in the house, and she's the founding executive director of Drama Therapist. And I know, Paul, I'm going to screw this up again. Kadarian.
And you it's did. Coast.
Yeah, she's the of Coast, not a Drama Therapy.
Yeah.
Well, she's a drama therapist.
I am
with
a drama therapist.
With Coast.
Right. Yes.
Coast to Coast.
Which is coast.org.
Yes. Get thank that you.
And coast.org.
Yep. Right.
All right. And it's Kandarian. You left out Kandarian. The end. You know, it's spelled out of the check.
Listen, next segment, I'm just going to call you Paul.
That's a good idea.
So, Paul, I want to get back to your son.
Yeah.
You indicated to me that he's been cool for 2 years.
Almost three. Yeah.
Almost 3 years. Using.
He started out with pills, and then he graduated to heroin. And that was his last opioid of choice, was heroin.
So now he's been clean. Is he working? Going to school?
He's going to school. He's an Army vet.
Wow.
He went to Afghanistan, 10th Mountain Division Infantry, which for an addict is not the best place to be. He got clean, went in, saw hell, and came back and got into it again, which is not an excuse, but it's a reason.
Right.
So he's going to school. He's going to UMass Boston. He was going to Bridgewater for a while. He wants to be a psychologist.
Wow.
Yeah. And he's always been a helpful kid. He likes helping people. Even when he was broken, he was trying to help people.
Hmm.
So he's definitely on the right track. He's a good kid.
Yeah. So let me ask you this question as an actor, and now you had indicated to us before pertaining to male and female, how different it was. Yeah. So tell me as an actor and having a daughter.
Hmm.
Wrapped up in substance abuse, how much different it was than having a son?
It's softer, I think. I don't know. I think fathers and sons kind of got, you kind of kibitz in with one another kind of thing. With a daughter, you're a little, and maybe it's because I'm mostly Italian too. You know, Italians, fathers and daughters are kind of a sacred thing. But I just approached it, my instinct was to approach it a little bit softer. With the son, it was a little harder, and it was just frustration and anger, and you know, love and support, but it was still, you know, I just want to reach inside of you and just, you know, just yank out what's doing this to you. With the daughter, it's just, I don't know, I just feel a little more a gentler approach, if that makes sense to Annabeth.
Yeah, and what I found when I was rewriting the script to fit for a female. The first thing I had to drop was there's a line that goes, well, boys will be boys. Yeah. The mother says something, you know, like she's feeling concerned about him going off with this friend. And the dad is like, oh, well, boys will be boys. You know, whatever, it's fine. They'll be fine. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing I noticed was that Paul's monologue went from being really angry and very kind of forceful to being very protective, to feeling very protective over her, as opposed to feeling anger and frustration. And that was something I noticed. And then when I rewrote her monologue about why she was using and how she was using and who she was using with, it became much more emotional. She had a lot more insight, I think, as women tend to. Or some women tend to about
most women.
Most women about why she was using, and then also her connection to her friend that she was using with. And I don't want to give anything away, but that that connection it felt like a deeper connection than the boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah,
definitely was. Yeah.
So what do you think after you run? I don't know how many shows that you're going to run, but
8. This fall.
8 this fall?
Yeah.
Are you thinking at all about changing it come the spring?
So, yeah, good question. Yeah. So I think about every talk back that we have, somebody asks me if we're going to write an act 2. So mm-hmm. The performance is 35 minutes. And I keep saying I'd like to. I don't really have any time or incentive to right now because we're kind of bogged down with all the tours. But recently I was approached by Tyler Dabrowski from the Trinity Repertory Theater, and they'd like to commission me this spring or this winter to write an act 2. So I'm going to be very seriously asking the question to audiences this fall, what do you want to see? What part of this story do you want to see more of? Is there another story that's getting left out?
I'm glad you asked me that question.
Yes. I'm very glad you asked me that question.
Because this is what we're running into. We're running into women who are in their mid-20s.
Or late 20s.
Or late 20s. But that are pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
And I've seen firsthand the babies mm-hmm. when they're born. And how the babies, when they're born, how they act and react. And how the people who deliver the babies don't think about what they're doing when this little baby is inside. And those babies, for a long period of time, are going to be in trouble. I say trouble, meaning could be respiratory problems, could be brain issues, could be withdrawal symptoms, could be a multitude of things. I've been told that it's on the rise. So I'm just going to give you my 50-cent tour and go around, and that may be a scenario that you use. Pregnant women. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm all about if someone wants to become clean when they're pregnant, I think we should give them all the resources that they can to become clean. Because that little baby, if it's not clean when it's delivered, by the time that little baby's 10, 12, 15, it's going to be a $1 million baby. And what that means is that the treatment, the office visits, the doctor visits, the emergency room visits, and everything else that goes along with it.
I think
just a thought.
Yeah, that's great. I think also we need to be reminding those mothers that even if they do relapse, that we're still going
to
stand
behind.
The
place to call.
Yeah, that we're still
going to
support them.
The place to call, the place to see. A place to do what you need to do to make sure that it doesn't go down the road that a lot of these babies are going down now.
Right.
You know, my daughter was only a 3-pound baby when she was born. And I've always said, if I hit that lottery, and too bad I didn't hit it a few weeks ago, you know, that center over at Women and Infants wouldn't have had to worry about a thing. Yeah. Because those people over there do amazing things with kids. Amazing things. So we're going to take another quick break.
All right.
You'll listen to Recovery Radio. I'm your host, John Tassone. We'll be right back.
Well, at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And
it's time for the Dunkin' Donuts Regional Traffic, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. It's the summer of coffee at Dunkin'. Try a new s'mores frozen Dunkin' coffee, butter pecan iced coffee, or coconut cream pie cold brew today. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Watch for a crash on 6 westbound out by 6A. It's on the right-hand side. Going to make it difficult jumping over to make that split right now. Expect a little bit of a delay through there. 6 eastbound heavy as you get off of 10. Stays busy all the way into Providence from there. 95 south still hung up leaving the S-curve. Stays busy into downtown. 95 north looking pretty good till you get to 195. Then you're busy up to the vets. I'm Rich Teeter with your right now traffic.
Sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com.
The journey to hope, health, and healing guides you to a successful recovery. A full-service outpatient center, the journey treats the whole patient, not just the addiction, offering high-quality medication-assisted treatment, behavioral health counseling, and lifestyle support services tailored to your needs. Experts are on site to help with any health insurance issues. Call The Journey at 941-4488. That's 941-4488. Get into recovery today.
Do you or anyone you know need help with basic needs like heating assistance, food and shelter, or clothing? Or how about after-school programs, family counseling, housing assistance, and more? If so, dial United Way 211 in Rhode Island 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Hi, you've reached United Way 211 of Rhode Island. How may I help you?
And it's confidential, multilingual, and free.
I was so glad the 211 was able to help you. Call anytime.
Lean on me when you're not.
you're feeling low with nowhere to turn, call the Samaritans at 401-272-4044. It's free and confidential, 401-272-4044. This is Bill Withers. We all need somebody to lean on. When you do, the Samaritans are there.
Another season of Brown football is here.
Into the end zone. Touchdown, Brown!
On Saturday, September 16th, the Brown Bears will start their 2017 campaign playing host to local rival Bryan at Brown Stadium, presented by Coca-Cola. Kickoff is scheduled for 12:30 p.m., and tickets are on sale now. Catch the game on the Ivy League Network. For more information, visit ivyleaguenetwork.com. Brown versus Bryan, Saturday, September 16th. Purchase your tickets today. Call 863-277. Or go to brownbears.com. Go Bruno.
Take your first step to the path to recovery today. Call Phoenix House at 1-800-DRUG-HELP, a national nonprofit leader in the treatment of substance use disorders and co-occurring behavioral health issues. Phoenix House provides comprehensive care from adults, from medically monitored withdrawal services available in Rhode Island and our new facility in Quincy, Massachusetts, to residential and outpatient treatment and recovery housing for adults. For teens, we offer both intensive outpatient treatment and comprehensive outpatient services. At Phoenix House, our highly professional staff is committed to helping you achieve a better way of life through recovery. Major insurance plans and credit cards are accepted, and a sliding fee scale is available. So give us a call at 1-800-DRUG-HELP. That's 1-800-378-4435. Or go online at phoenixhouse.org. Phoenix House in New England, accredited by the CARF. The Commission on Accreditation and Rehabilitation Facilities is a national standard of excellence. Phoenix House of New England is the proud sponsor of Recovery Radio.
To the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea.
This is Recovery Radio with John Tassone, improving the outcome of those with addictions, AM 790 Talk and Business.
Welcome back to Recovery Radio. I'm your host, John Tassone. 9/11 today, and that's why we're playing the patriotic music today. But I have two patriots here in the studio today. Paul?
Go ahead. Give it a shot again. You already messed it up three times. Go ahead. What? Give it.
Kandarian.
Yay.
Yeah, it's pretty close. Kandarian.
Well, I thought you were Italian, Paul.
I am Italian.
What is this with this last name?
It was my father's fault. My father was half Italian, half Armenian. So I got the name in the nose from the Armenian side. My mom was full-blooded Italian.
Well, why don't we go to court and change the name? It would be easier.
All right. As an actor, I think I should do that.
Yeah. Paulie the Nose.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Paulie
I like
the Nose,
that.
Huh?
Oh, Paulie the Nose. Yeah.
And we got Anna Bass, Moya Bell.
Yep.
Welcome and thank you both for joining us today. And there we are with COAST, COAAST.org. So, again, thank you, and I know you have a couple announcements to make. So why don't we get to the announcements before I give you my final question.
So we are beginning our fall 2017 tour this week at the Westminster Unitarian Church in East Greenwich at 6:30. That's Thursday evening, and that one's sponsored by the East Greenwich Academy Foundation. And then next week we have the 28th, which is also a Thursday evening at 7 p.m. at RIC, and that one's sponsored by Recovery. And then on the 30th, September 30th at 7 p.m., we have a really special one at the Barker Playhouse, which is the oldest continuously running theater in America, right here in Providence, and that one's sponsored by Kodak. Along with, then we're going to be on the 8th, which is a Sunday of October. We're going to be down in Wakefield at the Contemporary Theater. And that one is also sponsored by Kodak, and that one is 7 p.m. And then finally, for our public performances, we will be out in Cherahoe on the 12th of October at 6:30 p.m. at the Cherahoe High School. And that one's sponsored by the Westerly Hospital Foundation. So Kodak is in the room because they're coming on next, and Linda and Carolyn and I have been working on getting our play into all of the six communities that they serve,
That's great.
Of which will be this fall.
That's great. Now, how long have you been doing this particular play?
A couple of years.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, last spring, right? Spring, fall, spring. Yeah.
Two years.
Three rounds.
Yeah.
Now, has the cast changed at all, or has it been the same cast?
It's changed a little bit. We started with four actors, and one changed. And then last summer, when we got an influx of inquiries, then we added the second cast.
Maybe you should have a segment on there that has a radio host.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, and then I can come on and I can show you my talent.
Right.
not the radio talent, by the way.
What theme do you think that fits in?
I'll have to think about that.
Okay.
Think about that. Maybe I'm the security guy at the Women and Infants Hospital.
There you go.
Something like that.
Yeah.
You could play a Rhode Island politician. Oh, you did that.
No,
right?
I already did that. I don't want to do that again.
No.
12 years of that. I want to thank you both for joining us today. Love to have you come back. I want to know the responses from all the people that watch your show. I want to make sure you send me an email. I'm going to post it on all my Facebook pages with Recovery Radio, Common Ground, my personal and the Leadership Council, to get people more and more in tune to get there, to see the play and see what good work you do. And I want to thank you both for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure. I really had a good time, even though I couldn't say your name right, Paul. You're listening to Recovery Radio. I'm your host, John Tassone. We'll see you next week.
There ain't no doubt.